Welcome back on today's Melee Radio Sports page. I'm Tyler Crabb. On today's program, we catch up with the members of our boys golf teams from the area that are competing at the Class 3A State Boys Golf Tournament. We start with Knoxville boys golfers Grant Gurdis and Luke Rosaboom.
Grant, I'm going to start with you. How do you feel about day one of the tournament and how you guys got started today?
I think we had a good start, but I think we could have finished better. I think we got a little bit lazy and unmotivated. Well, not unmotivated, but we just lost sight of our goal. And, we just kind of lost it. But we'll have a better day tomorrow.
And Luke, similar question. How do you feel about day one, starting with the 7-over and kind of getting off to a decent start here for the Panthers?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't have any birdies today, so that's definitely something I can improve on tomorrow. Same with I didn't hit many fairways. So if I hit a couple fairways and I have a couple birdies, that round is a lot lower. And then also, speaking on behalf of other people on our team, there was two or three blow-up holes that we had that changed. Like, we could have had another guy finish it with 79, and then another one of our guys was low 70s, and then he finished with a couple bad scores. So changing that tomorrow and coming in knowing that we can score on this course, I think that's going to help us a lot.
One thing, too, it's a different course. Don't know how many times you've had the opportunity to play it, maybe in practice rounds, but I don't think it's a course that you played a ton during the regular season, obviously. And so a newer course you're trying to learn, too, and it's different when you get guys out here that you're truly competing against, trying to best those guys in your groups as well. What was kind of your process in making sure you learned the course, kind of learned from either the highs or the lows of day one to take it to day two?
Yeah, no, I had some good shots that just didn't turn out well because I didn't know the course. I'm going to take those into consideration next time I tee up to those holes, and I'm going to learn from what happened today.
Luke, same thing. How do you plan on taking what you learned from the course today, which is a little bit newer, to be able to be better prepared tomorrow for what you're going to see with each hole?
Yes, I would say knowing where the misses are is really big to have you be able to score well on a course. So we played two practice rounds this week, which helped quite a bit, but it not being a course that we play often isn't very helpful. But we do have a couple guys who have gone through the Knoxville golf program who have played this course a lot, and they've helped us take notes and where to miss and where to attack on certain holes. So that has helped a lot, and I think it'll help even more tomorrow playing that course one more time today.
All right, I'm going to end with this. I mean, you guys have mentioned some of the areas you could improve on. If you had to just pick one specific area that, you know, would be a primary focal point for tomorrow to just take that game to the next level, what would that be, and how do you plan to make those proper adjustments here overnight and into tomorrow's rounds to be able to finish with a round you feel a little bit better about even than you had today?
I know you said give you one, but I'm going to give you two. Keep the ball in front of me and, like, in the fairway. And then once I get up to that ball, aim for the middle of the green. There's no need to go for the edges where the pins are. Just hit it in the middle, two putt or one putt, and get on the next hole.
Yeah, definitely going for the middle of the green is a big thing. But for me, I would say my driver was a little erratic today, and finding the middle of the fairway is going to give me the opportunity to score more, and I didn't give myself a lot of chances to score today. I had probably six pars in a row. Turning one or two of those into birdies will help a lot.
Guys, appreciate the time. Best of luck in turning things around a little bit tomorrow. Still have pretty good days, obviously, today, but I know that those are scores you guys want to drop a little bit for tomorrow, so best of luck in doing that.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Knoxville boys golfers Grant Gurdis and Luke Rosaboom here on today's Melee Radio Sports page. We now catch up with Pella boys golfer Patrick Bashara and coach Bob Fessler discussing their opening round of the Class 3A State Boys Golf Tournament.
Patrick, first off, just day one of the tournament in the books. What's your thoughts after the first round here?
I had fun. It was a lot of fun. I played pretty well, I thought, and I'm just glad I get to have this experience.
Well, and it's a little bit of a different experience, a more unique experience this year. I know last year you got to play as a team up here. This year as an individual, it's probably a little bit of a different challenge. What were some of those things that were a little bit different this year compared to last year in round one, playing as the individual rather than as a team?
Yeah, this year I don't have my teammates supporting me, and I think our team does really good at the support part, and that's something I definitely miss by being an individual.
Well, I know you've got one pretty good support person here and a couple of others as well. Coach is right there with you all the way, and you got a good supporting cast behind you. And, you know, it is – tougher when you don't have that teammate support as well, but a great supporting cast around you.
Yep, I'm very lucky.
And Coach, just watching him through round one here, what's kind of your initial thoughts after day number one of the tournament?
Well, just first of all, couldn't be more proud of him. The battle that he has, the grit, the drive to succeed is really high. And it's just a joy to watch. Young man, a character that, you know, through his senior year now, is really kind of reaping all the benefits of the fruit that he's put down and all the hard work. And so that's kind of cool to see. We kind of wish we had one hole back today. But other than that, we felt really good about how we hit the ball and how we scored. So really good.
Well, let's talk through this part of it too, Patrick, because you look at this course, it's a course that you're not as familiar with, right? You maybe got a couple practice runs in, but it's always a little bit different when you get into the heat of the competition, you get in that group and competing against some of those top-tier golfers that around you as well there. But what was kind of some of the takeaways from a new course here today?
Yeah, I enjoy getting to see it a second time today. I found places to miss and not to miss today, so hopefully I can apply that tomorrow.
Yeah, and Coach, too, just watching him learn this new course and tackle it and shoot the ball well, like you were saying today, you know, what was that like for you as you try to coach him through that, especially with it being a newer course for a state venue?
Yeah, well, we did a lot of talking together on our shots, just getting a good game plan. So we knew we couldn't miss long on pins that were deep for sure. We try to get a lot of front pin numbers or front of the green numbers and allow the ball to release into the middle of the green. So we had a pretty good game plan that way. Just a couple times we got a few flyers, a few balls that jumped out of the rough and a couple balls that didn't release, but that's part of golf. So we try to plan through that and make our way around the course. So he did a great job. I'm really proud of him.
Absolutely. We're going to give Patrick the final word here. I mean, as you get ready for day number two of this tournament, what are some of the things that you want to you see tomorrow to be able to maybe knock a few strokes off of the score even from today?
Yeah, I hope I can be a little bit better off the tee today or tomorrow. I struggled with that a little bit today, and see a few more putts go down would be nice.
Absolutely. Patrick, appreciate the time as well. Coach, also as well, appreciate your time, and best of luck on day number two of the tournament.
Thank you. Thanks so much for covering us. Appreciate you.
Once again, that was Pella Boys golfer Patrick Bashara and Coach Bob Fessler, as well as Knoxville Boys golfers Grant Gerdes and Luke Rosenboom, discussing the opening round of the Class 3A State Boys Golf Tournament here on today's Landly Radio Sports page.